Welcome today. My name is Tim Price, and today I want to share a little bit to young ministry leaders. And here's the phrase that I want to share with you. Don't wait to give your best effort. Don't wait to give your best effort. In this podcast, I want to share 7 ways that you can be giving your best effort right where you are right now.
Welcome to the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast with Tim Price. The purpose of this podcast is to help strengthen the church, build more effective leaders, and encourage your walk with the Lord. We'd be honored to have you share and rate this podcast. And if we can be of help to you, please reach out to us at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Let's head over to today's show starting now.
It's been a while, but I read a book. It was quite an older book called How to Have a Happy and Successful Ministry. And it was by a guy named David Cripps. And he gave some great advice to some young pastors, probably the best thing that I took away from this book. Although I definitely am not a young pastor. In fact, I've mostly been serving in a nonprofit ministry that partners with the church, serving on staff in my home church for many years. And I have long ago passed the line of being considered on the young end of the spectrum. And so this is for people who... Wherever at on the spectrum where you think you would fall into a young ministry leader. And here's what Reverend Cripps gave as advice. Don't wait until you have a church that you feel is worthy of your best effort to pull out all the stops. Give the best of which you are capable from the very beginning. So my question today is, are you giving the best of which you are capable in your current ministry? I heard one time, a long time ago, somebody say, if you want a larger church, grow the one you have. Don't wait to get to a better place to serve. Serve with all your energy right where God has placed you. I love the scripture from Luke 16:10 where Jesus says, if you are faithful in small things, you will be faithful in bigger things. And I realize that when you're in the grind and day in and day out ministry, it's really easy to think small. You can, in fact, be overwhelmed by the number of little things that are going on. The big vision is there, but often hidden in the mundane. And so here are some thoughts for giving your all right now. Number 1 of 7, discipline and development. A really good work ethic is a product of good discipline. How is your week broken down? And this is for, of course, young ministry leaders in whatever capacity you're serving. But does your calendar reflect a grip on your schedule and your plan each week? Are you growing in this regard? One little tidbit I just recently heard, and I've heard about the 5 a.m. club for a number of years, but the 5 a.m. club is one of those kind of motivating, kind of self-help sort of concepts. But the cool thing is that basically it's saying, based on a number of studies and a number of anecdotal kind of work from people's lives who have been successful, that getting up early and attacking with intentionality that first hour of the day is going to make a big impact and big difference in your life. And so just to give you that little nugget, the 5 a.m. club is waking up around 5 and taking 20 minutes to do some high energy exercise or movement of some kind, and then 20 minutes for prayer or meditation and devotion. And then 20 minutes to work on something that you want to learn and become better at. And so that's like one little tidbit among a million other suggestions for having a great discipline and a pattern for development in your life. And that's going to be important as we seek to give our best right where we are. Number 2, creativity. Do you think about your church and your ministry? Do you think about ways to make it better? If you are having that on your mind on a regular basis, then you're probably likely to be wanting to strive to move ahead, to have a vision for where you are. In the conversation you're having with people, you want to share little ways and ask questions about ways to help enhance and create new ideas and new ways of doing things. So creativity is going to be part of this puzzle. Number 3, leading. As you are in your ministry, you want to lead for as long as you're there. And of course, the Lord knows the timing and each day of our lives. And so we can't really anticipate a time to start coasting or whatever. We sort of just have to say, Lord, I'm here until I hear differently. So are you confidently helping your ministry and the people in it to move from A to B? Are you engaged in leading yourself and your home well? That's an important aspect to continuing on for the long haul. Another question that's convicting to me is your leadership patient and kind? Is my leadership patient and kind? Are you willing to tackle hard issues and be patient with your people and loving? I shared this story a couple weeks back in a message I preached at our church. I don't know if you've heard about this, but McDonald's has started a new franchise. It's kind of a new way to compete against Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. And their new franchise is called Cosmic's. It's basically a drive-through restaurant. And the one we went to, the only one, in fact, in the whole world at this point, had opened only 2 weeks before we stopped by, has 5 drive-through kiosks. You pay right there as you make your order, then pull around. And the only snag in our plan to visit a new Cosmic's that we were driving by in the Chicago area was that everybody else was thinking they would quickly drive by the new Cosmic's. And in fact, when we finally got a chance to get close enough in the line to run into the traffic officers who were there directing traffic through multiple parking lots, we realized that it had been that way, a long line of cars for the 2 weeks they had been open all day long, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. We had waited in line about 30 minutes when we finally got to talk with somebody and just out of curiosity said, how long is this line? Is it moving quickly at all? And they said, from this moment, you have about probably another 2.5 to 3 hour wait. So indeed, we got in line at 1:15 and we got our food at 4:45. We thought we were going to eat lunch at 1, but in fact, we ate dinner around 5. And so when I think of patience, I don't pride myself on patience or anything like that. But for whatever reason, we were in that line and I thought, we're going to create a memory here, our family. We're going to be some of the first people in the world to go to the new Cosmic's. And if that dots the globe with restaurants over the next decade, we'll always be able to say we were there within the first 2 weeks at the very first one. And I know that's not leading with patience, but it will always be a reminder to me that after I preached that message, a whole bunch of people, and I didn't preach about Cosmic's, I just used it as an illustration. A whole bunch of people in our church came up and said, you've got patience. I never would have done anything like that. Well, us and seemingly half of Chicago on that Wednesday afternoon had patience. But leadership requires kindness and patience. You got to be willing to tackle the hard issues, but you got to be willing to do it lovingly and let some things percolate and kind of begin to grow. Well, that's number 3. Number 4 is prayer. Are you giving your all in prayer for your congregation? You have to have a prayer plan. You have to have a prayer team. And you've got to do that faithfully because the scripture teaches us that some things will never be done without prayer and that God will work through our prayers and that we're called to pray each day to trust God, to approach his throne boldly with confidence. All right, number 5, preparation. Sometimes when I talk about this, and I've mentioned it several times on various podcasts, I get a little convicted because I confess that at times I fall into the notion that if something's smaller, I can just kind of wing it. If I know there's only going to be a few people there, I kind of begin to think, well, I can kind of be informal about this particular situation or gathering. But preparation is truly a key to being effective. Whether you're preparing for a large or small crowd, it really doesn't matter. In reality, there's a kind of a issue where if it's a smaller crowd, the accountability factor to be prepared is going to really have to fall on you because it's really not there with a smaller crowd. And so it's going to have to fall on you to have like this intrinsic sort of motivation that you're going to prepare well no matter what size or type of event that it is. And that is going to be the kind of thing that is going to help you serve in your church, even if you think that it may not be the biggest thing happening right at this moment. The 6th thing is presentation. And here's another factor for young ministry leaders, giving your best right now where you are. And so here's a few things about presentation. It's about the way you live your life. Are you on time? Are you well-groomed? Are you doing your best to present the gospel to the people in your church and the community through your words, your actions, and your lifestyle? How is your car and your office? Are they clean? Are they tidy? Are you making a difference visibly as you serve in your church? Now, this is interesting because your dress and your attitude and your look and your punctuality are all going to give witness to the fact that you are taking this ministry role seriously, that you believe this is the most important work that you could do with your life, that this is your calling, and you are going to present yourself well. I read a study not too long ago where there was a musician. I don't remember all the details, but I remember this gist of it, that they were doing a study, a scientific kind of assessment of how people viewed things that were hard to pinpoint with an exact science, like the performance of music. For one person, it might be beautiful. For another person, it might be so-so. So this study wound up being that a group of people listened to some performers playing music, and they watched them and they listened. Another group only watched. Instead of hearing the music, it was actually on mute. And they were called, these two different groups, were called upon to rate the musician they thought was the best. Well, it's almost absurd because the group without sound couldn't even hear the music. But they actually were able, with 60% accuracy, able to determine out of that bunch that they watched the best musicians who had already been awarded certain aspects of great musicianship purely on the way they looked as they were playing the piano or violin or whatever it was. And so this idea of presenting ourselves, if we're going to be a ministry leader, if we're going to be a pastor, a worship leader, a youth pastor, we've got to live that kind of life. We're not trying to fake people out or pull the wool over people's eyes or kind of be bigger than we think we are, but we want to live in such a way that we make an impression, even if they may not exactly hear our words or hear our music or see the results of our ministry in a verbal kind of way. It's the way we are living, the witness we are giving. We want to have a good presentation. Then the last one, number 7, relationships. Are you investing time meeting with others? Are you collecting friends, remembering names, connecting with people outside your church and in the community? And are you visiting with people and helping to make a difference in their lives? You want to have relationships. And that's one of the keys to a rooted, kind of grounded ministry, and one that kind of can begin to go by the wayside when you start feeling like this isn't the place for you. Now, I know that there are times when you're going to realize God is moving you on, that the call to something different is going to be part of your next assignment, your kingdom work, and it's totally fine to transition. Many, many effective pastors have had multiple roles and multiple places to serve and to grow and to learn and to use their gifts to help move another body of Christ along. But I also know that at times we can be pulling away, pulling away, pulling away to the point that our ministry isn't even effective for the length of time that we're there because we're thinking about what's next. And that's why I loved this phrase from this little old book. We don't want to wait to give our best effort. And especially young ministry leaders, don't wait until you've gone up a couple notches in church size. Don't wait until you've gotten a little bit older to do your best things. You're always going to improve. You're always going to grow. Life is going to give you experience that's going to make you more mature and a more reliable and more intuition as you lead. But don't wait to give your best effort. Right where you are, right where you're serving, that is your call right now. So these 7 things again: your discipline and your development, your creativity, your leadership, your prayer, your preparation, your presentation, and your relationships. Allow each of those to help make what you're doing now as great as possible. And the Lord is going to use that. He's going to reward it. And God is going to be praised and blessed and glorified because of your faithfulness and doing all you can in the church you are serving now. Well, I'm grateful to have you here on this podcast, praying for you and your work and your ministry. I loved receiving a couple emails from the last podcast. If anything comes to mind from the information that I've shared here or other episodes, I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, any thoughts, feel free to ask. if you are in a place in ministry where you are thinking you've bumped up against a couple barriers, or maybe something isn't quite jiving, you're trying to figure out what the next step might be, often a phone call with somebody who may not be right in the middle of that situation with you can be a helpful and practical way to begin to grow and come up with some new direction or angle. And I'd love to visit with you if that's the case. You can check out our webpage, timpriceblog.com/coaching. And a couple of phone calls might be just what you need, and I'd love to be a part of that. timpriceblog.com/coaching. Well, looking forward to speaking with you next time, and you can visit this website blog post from today's podcast episode at timpriceblog.com and take a look at these 7 things. Well, blessings on you, and I'll speak with you next time. Thanks.
Kids ministry leader in your local church, or a parent or grandparent in our area, we would love to have you join us for the Rise Up Kids Conference, a one-day event for children in 1st through 5th grade. It's an amazing day hosted in partnership with Harvest Ministry and various local churches around our state. To find out more, visit kidsconference.org, and if you have questions, just connect with us.